On the surface, it looks like arrays in Java are similar to C, but that really only is a coincidence. There's really a number of differences, major differences, and it makes arrays in Java more convenient than they are in C. First of all, range checking is enforced. When you declare an array in Java, the system remembers what its dimension is, and it does not allow you to index outside of that range. You'll get an exception. So that's good. The way that works is because arrays are objects in Java. They're not primitive types, and they're not in between. They are full-blown objects. Therefore, they have some standard behavior that all objects have. And for arrays, one of the things that you have available is a length member. You can query an array at runtime to find out what its dimension is. And that's a good thing. Multidimensional arrays, again, are similar to C, but they're different. They're similar in that the model of having an array of arrays is the same. Well, it's sort of the same. Actually, with a multidimensional array, you can allocate each dimension separately. It really makes it interesting. Not that you would want to do this very often. But see, you can define a two-dimensional array, but then the first row can have a different dimension than the second row. And again, the reason is because arrays are objects. They're dynamic. They're runtime types of things where you can do runtime operations on them. Now, before I let you go out of this slide, let me say that once you dimension an array, that is fixed. But what I'm saying is that you can actually dimension them at runtime and not just at compile time.